Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night show, the Marianas edition. We are coming to you live from Saipan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. I am Vin Armani.
It's Alex.
You can call in and talk to us about anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can reach us if you are online or if you are not in the U.S. on the Discord call-in lines using your Discord app. You can visit discord.lrn.fm to do that. It's a Friday lockdown show, Alex.
Well, every day's a lockdown now. But this is the finally Friday edition of the lockdown.
There you go. Finally Friday. What's funny about the lockdowns is that nobody knows what day it is.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Like, people have forgotten what day of the week it is. But I guess if you're not going to work, you don't really need to know what day it is. You just kind of wake up.
Yeah, now that the shows aren't releasing anymore, right, they've run out of all of their backlog. It's not like, okay, you know, there's a new Gossip Girl or whatever comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, they're not allowed to, as I understand it, the governor of California has been talking about allowing them to go back and film. But as it stands right now, the studios are basically closed because almost all of those shows and whatnot are filmed, at least the sitcom-style ones, are filmed in sound stages in L.A.
Well, it's changing.
Okay.
Georgia is taking over the film industry.
Interesting.
And they're much more lax regulatory-wise, mm-hmm. tax-wise, all of that. So many of the Netflix shows are now being produced in Georgia.
Interesting.
A lot of big shows, like I believe Walking Dead and many others.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
In Georgia. And they're taking a lot of market share. I mean, think California, L.A. area, is there a more expensive area to produce? Everything
no,
is so expensive
not.
There.
I mean, San Francisco and New York would be the only more expensive. But I would say L.A. is probably more expensive to produce in than New York, I would say. I think... The production, and I say this having spent six seasons as a star of a show where our production company was based in Los Angeles. The show was filmed in Las Vegas. But it's the talent that you get in L.A. in terms of your production talent. The amount that they demand is much higher than, I'm sure, like what, and I'm talking about an editor, camera ops, sound guy, all of that. The amount that they're able, that someone who's a professional, very experienced, is able to demand is significantly more in L.A. than in, let's say, a smaller production market like Atlanta, even than New York, if they're doing something that's not, let's say, like news-related or something like that. So, yeah, this is bad for Hollywood. This is very, very bad. People have been trying to leave for years, and this is going to be very, very bad for them.
Well, I think it'll be good for the media. It's going to be good for everything that California has had a lockdown on is about to be released.
Including Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
who called Alex Jones. If people haven't seen the Alex Jones video, hopefully it hasn't been taken down from YouTube yet, but to go and see Alex Jones announcing on behalf of Joe Rogan that Joe Rogan's going to war with big tech is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Alex Jones is a character, you know. I'm so glad that we have Alex Jones out there. 20 years, pretty consistent guy overall. You know, he's been on the same spiel. And he started off as like a journalist. He like ambushed the Bush. He was asking him like these tough questions. What about this? What about that? And they're like, you know, get this guy out of here. Like,
who
let in the real news? Right? I thought it was fake news only. Like before, fake news was fake news. Alex Jones was, you know, trying to do his thing, and then he became a meme.
Yes,
it's like a living meme now.
The globalists.
They're turning the frogs gay.
Turning the frogs gay.
You know, Alex Jones himself was he was really relishing talking about this. Basically what's happening is Joe Rogan is going to Spotify exclusively. It's going to be like phased out in terms of his content. It's going to stay on YouTube initially, but in September, Joe Rogan is going to go over to Spotify. He did a $100 million deal. He's basically going to be exclusive to Spotify. The stuff that comes out new is going to be coming out exclusively on Spotify. Joe Rogan, according to Alex Jones, called Alex Jones and said, I'm going to Spotify and I'm going to war with YouTube and all of them.
Not just that. He called them. According to Alex Jones, he's like, Alex, I'm done. I'm done. I've had it. You know,
I'm sure there's some exaggeration in there from Alex Jones, but it's probably pretty accurate.
He said the catalyst had to do with his Musk interview, right? He
yes.
had Elon on,
yes,
and didn't get many views, and he was saying they were suppressing it because Musk was like very anti-lockdown, like skeptical, all of that, and he's like, there's no way, like this should be trending on YouTube. Musk
Agreed.
Is like a superstar.
Agreed.
I'm a superstar. How is this not like number one trending every day for like
the next week?
He finally woke up.
He
knew the whole time, but it was just like now it's becoming, the stakes are higher.
Right.
Right. It's different when he has like some controversial, you know, quote unquote alt-right person or the new thing, alt-right adjacent. Right, it's like when they're like, we want to call you like racist, but you haven't actually said anything racist. We'll just say you're like adjacent to the racist. And so like he has some alt-right adjacent person on, and you know, he understands when that gets shadow banned or suppressed, because it's like, oh, you know, they're just community guidelines and family friendly and ad safe. But when it's Elon Musk, like, he's family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He's not breaking any rules. He's just saying things they don't like,
mm-hmm.
and they're suppressing him. And he's just thinking, like, why am I putting up with this? When I have... So he probably had the Spotify offer just sitting for a while.
I'm sure.
And he's been talking with them back and forth, like, you know... Let's
yeah, you don't get to $100 million, like, overnight. Right?
Yeah.
That takes a while.
And after that, assuming from what Alex Jones said, that was it. He was just like, I'm done. I'm so sick of these people trying to control everything. And this is un-American, right? Jones mentioned a lot about the patriotic aspect of it, where... Joe really cares about free speech. I mean, he's a comic.
Right.
If he can't say whatever, he can't be a comic.
Right.
You can't worry about what you're going to say, like offending people or being too taboo. Like that's part of the comic game.
Oh, absolutely. So that's the role. That's the positive role of the court jester, right? The comic is to point out the absurdities of those in power.
Yeah.
But he's under their...
Now, like,
he'd been under their boot, you know?
Yeah, they said you can't open where he practices the comedy store.
Mm-hmm.
That's in L.A. So they're saying until July. He's like, what? We can't practice till July? This
right.
is why?
And it's not just practice, but I mean, the way he talks about the comedy store, it's a very important place for him socially, just to be able to go and be with his friends. He's been hanging out there for decades. You know, it's... It is quite, I mean, I've been there quite a few times. You know, I lived in L.A. for basically 10 years. And, yeah, it is quite the comic hangout where you will just show up and you won't know who you're going to see. And then, like, famous person after famous person after famous person comes on stage and there's, like, I don't know, less than 100 people in there. Like, you could go there on a Tuesday night, you know. And that's something very special, but it's something as an artist that you have to have. And... To continue
it's
to
a
be
cluster. It's like
cluster.
How
yeah.
we're trying to build a crypto cluster in the Mariana Islands.
Right.
They built a comedy cluster in
right.
L.A.
Right. We would be, if we could have this place be a crypto culture in that way, and a cluster of cool individuals who had interesting things to say, interesting thoughts, spent time with each other. It's a small enough community. It's a beautiful enough place. Spend, you know, every other day together, hanging out and doing whatever, and just run into people on the street. I think that would be pretty amazing.
We could match China's $1 trillion in capital with our human capital.
We'd win the AI race. Human capital is where it's all at. Human capital is where it's all at. You out there are our human capital on this show. We have callers on the line. We've got Matthew from Nateri, Louisiana. We've got Scott from Florida. We are going to get to you guys. Next segment will be all about you. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Anyone else, we'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-450-FREE is the call in. 855-450-3733. When we're back, we're talking to Matthew and Scott. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the Friday Lockdown Show. I am Ben.
It's Alex.
You can call in and talk about anything you want. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also get in on the Discord, listen and call in lines on your Discord app. Discord.lrn.fm is the place to go to do that. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There is no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn support by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project.org. Well, you can call in and talk about anything that you would like. And Matthew from Nateri, Louisiana, he's listening on the TuneIn app, wants to let us know that China owns us. Matthew, tell us a little more about that.
Well, this is kind of a pun off of China Uncensored, because, you know, China has different maps of the world, and they have an ancient map of the world that basically only they can see, and basically they own everything.
Okay.
So you're living in China. I'm living in China. Everybody's
Let's expand on this further. I know what you're talking about.
Go ahead. Tell us.
So there's disputed borders all around China, and there's always been. But maybe like 3-4 years ago, China released this 9-dash line where they claimed the entire South China Sea as China's historical property based on some old maps that show. Look at this old map. Chinese territory included like everything around here. Totally, you know, tossing out the norms on where borders end, where the sea borders, airspace, all of that. So that does this. Our maps predate all of these customs. These are our historical territories, and thus we own them. So they've had these maps they love to show, the 9-dash line map. It just includes like parts of Vietnam, Japan, and other neighboring countries as part of Chinese territory.
But why not? Isn't this what Israel is using in terms of them being able to draw some of their lines? Is they're like, no, this is the historical land of our people. Look, we've got a map. It's called the Bible. Like, to them it's not called the Bible, right? It's the Torah or the Tanakh. Like, we've got this. This is ours. Like, this was promised to us by God.
There is a thing about that, though. This is Vin that I'm speaking to, right? Israel's willing to pay for it. And China, not so much. And then there was another thing y'all were talking about, the censorship on YouTube. And I'm just amazed because they have been censoring and removing videos from accredited medical professors, such as the guys who run MedCram. And I'm like, this is insane. A difference of opinion about the, you know, the relative effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and zinc sulfate. And next thing you know, oh my God, we have to remove that information. And other people who contradict what the Chinese-controlled WHO is saying. And I'm like,
we know firsthand. Although slightly less accredited, Dave and I were pulled off YouTube live stream, just cut for no reason while we were just talking about coronavirus and other related matters. So, you know, they're really turning it up.
Well, and on your China controlled WHO, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, if you go and you look at the funding, China's
about, I think,
it's like number 10. The first biggest funder of the WHO is the U.S. government. The second biggest funder is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to the tune of about 10%. They're actually more than the next, which is the U.K.
Well, it's not just about money.
And trust me, you can bet your bottom dollar that Mr. Tedros is probably getting some gifts from the Chinese that he's not disclosing on his income tax, his Ethiopian income tax. Ethiopia,
that's not just like a baseless assertion, right? This year, the FBI has caught dozens of professors receiving like undeclared income from Chinese sources, like Harvard professors and other. I think it was like one of the top bio professors at Harvard, like some kind of department chair or something like that, was caught receiving kickbacks. Others like $50,000 a month in undeclared income. So it's, I mean, China plays a smart game. Let's be real here.
They play the long game, and frankly, their game is basically they want the Han Chinese to dominate the world, not just China per se, because let's face it, the Uyghurs are technically nationally Chinese, but they're currently concentrating on becoming better Chinese in these places where they are tough to concentrate. They're called concentration camps.
Concentration camps, right. Yes, I fully agree. I think that, China is a major player. Thank you for your call, Matthew. China is a major player in the entire global narrative. Although I think that China's threat to the average American citizen is significantly less than the threat from the government that is closest to you, starting with your local government and then your state government, the governors of these various different states, and then, of course, your federal government. I think Orwell really, in 1984, said this so well and expressed it so well in all of the times that, you know, we are at war with East Asia. We have always been at war with East Asia. And then we're at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with Eurasia. China, if you really had a problem with China, go through your house and throw out everything that says made in China and never buy anything else that says made in China. And that includes all of every component that's in your consumer goods.
If you want to weaken China, just drain them. The easiest way to stop China is just to take all the wealthy people in China.
Why are we stopping all
the smart people in China? They want
to
leave.
Why are we stopping? Why does it benefit me, Vin Armani, to do anything to the Chinese government?
It does. I'm not saying it does.
Why am I spending time on that? Why?
We're not spending time on it, but it's like the China hawks, right? It's like if you're a China hawk, bring all the Chinese students to American universities, create a millionaire. What I'm thinking is they should have a visa. Right now we have EB-5 investor visa.
Right.
It's about $800,000, the minimum investment. And there's a limit per country. China's backed up 8 years, their limit.
Right.
Instead of doing that, or if we're going to do that, let's have a bid. So if there's 10,000 slots for Chinese, let's have them bid on it. And that would work really well because part of it's a status symbol. You get a green card through investment. That shows you're killing
it. I just think that this whole thing of even just trying to deal with somebody else's government, why deal with the moat in your neighbor's eye before you remove the plank out of your own? We've got more calls coming up. Yeah, and we can't wait to get to them. Lines are full. We'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Saddle up. It's New Dynavite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture that's very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze-dry the greenness in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like Dynavite. It's simple. It's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out New Dynavite for Horses at Dynavite.com.
It doesn't take much. Just one little scoop. I get my Dynavite from Dinovite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News,
"The first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction."
The FBI is ordering an internal review of the handling of the Bureau's investigation of retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. FBI Director Christopher Wray making the call as he's facing increased pressure from Republicans who say he's been too resistant to disclosing secrets about the Trump-Russia investigation that they believe unfairly targeted President Trump and the people around him. You're listening to USA Radio News. One of the most recognizable members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force delivers a commencement address. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Like most colleges and universities, because of the pandemic, Johns Hopkins University's class of 2020 had a virtual graduation ceremony where the guest speaker was Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who told the grads,
"I am profoundly aware that celebrating your graduation virtually is extremely disappointing at best. However, we must adapt to this extraordinary situation, as you have done so well."
Meanwhile, Fauci has now told NPR in an interview on Friday that it's conceivable there could be a coronavirus vaccine in the United States by December.
Oil prices are sliding after China abandoned its GDP target for 2020 because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Friday lockdown show. Coming to you from Saipan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
Alex, have you heard of Intercoin?
I have.
Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org for more info. That's intercoin.org. Alex, we've got callers, man. I think the last little discussion that we had
fired
some people up. Scott in Florida, he's been hanging on the line. He wants to tell us, I think a lot of people would agree, he wants to talk to us about how America is on the verge of collapse. Scott, I don't necessarily disagree with you. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm happy for you. This is what I want to say. America is on the verge of going down, and those people that say that I'm a kook or whatever, just open up your eyes and see what's going on. These are biblical proportions, and let me elaborate what's going on. You've got 40 million, 50 million people unemployed. You've got an economy that's in shambles. You've got a coronavirus that has not been 100% contained. They're talking about it. There could be another stage coming back to it, another appearance of the coronavirus. Americans are already spooked from that. You've got a Federal Reserve that's printing up trillions and trillions of dollars, so eventually our money's going to become like Monopoly money, confetti. Our infrastructure is falling apart, food shortages. And what disturbs me the most is a government that would make George Orwell envious. We are literally Big Brother epitomized it. I hate the United States government. I despise it. I fear it. You don't have to go to China or Russia to fear their governments. America is right up there with its yes, we have a totalitarian government. Absolutely. And Americans that think that we're free, you're kidding yourself. You're only as free as what the government wants you to be free. And until the FBI goons or CIA or ATF or whatever the hell they are knock at your door, it's very scary and it's very unsettling. I find it very unsettling. And, you know, let's focus on the Federal Reserve for one moment. I know you got other callers very briefly. You've got a Federal Reserve that's out of control, that's printing up trillions. So the dollar, they're going to have hyperinflation, and it's going to be before this year closes. And what that means is we have a dollar that could become like Venezuela or Zimbabwe, and those people that laugh, well, let me tell you something. It's going to happen. It has to happen because you cannot keep printing up dollars at this ferocious rate. So a loaf of bread today, what is a loaf of bread, gentlemen, in the supermarket? What is it around? What would you say?
I think I'm paying around $3.50 for a loaf of bread here in Saipan.
Well, who's to say that a loaf of bread isn't going to be $10, $15?
Yeah, could be.
And it's very scary. And so you've got this Federal Reserve, which is not federal. It's not. It's a private organization. And since 1913, it has lost 96-97% of its face value. So as I was saying on a broadcast earlier this week, you need to buy gold. If you can't buy gold, buy silver, buy precious metals, buy a piece of land, buy something tangible so there's not this phony fiat funny money. And
Let me push back a little bit. So yeah, I agree with most of what you're saying, right? The U.S. government is a far bigger threat to Americans than any other government.
Of course.
And the money printing and fiscal and monetary policy is atrocious. However, I think empirically, when we look at 2007 and 8 and other, you know, financial shocks, it doesn't seem that printing money necessarily leads to inflation if you are the reserve currency. So my thesis would be, as long as the U.S. is the least bad option, which, where are you going to put your money instead? The average person is not going to use gold. The average person is not going to use crypto. Until that changes, there's nowhere to put the money, so you have to put it in dollars. In fact, the dollar is strengthening now. More and more people from other countries with weaker currencies, weaker stock markets, weaker economies are saying, you know, we're going to enter a Great Depression. Do I want to bet on the U.S. economy or my local, like, mediocre country? And people are increasingly voting with their money and saying, you know, as bad as the U.S. situation is going to be, my home country is worse. And as long as that's the case, it seems unlikely that there'll be hyperinflation.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Scott. I think that there are a lot of, there's a lot of different opinions on this. It's hard to know. Everybody's making a prediction. You've got to make a prediction.
Well, you can always hedge, right?
Well, this is
that's
the thing.
I would say. Do a little hedge.
Yes, yes. The dollar is still definitely king.
Don't bet the house on gold, but
no.
Have a few percent in your portfolio can't hurt.
That no matter which way it goes, that definitely can't hurt. Let's get to some more calls. We've got Steve. He's in Fort Smith, Arkansas. He's listening on KPFW. He's got a response to Matthew, who we heard from. Steve, you wanted to say a little something about who... Matthew said China owns us. You have a different opinion on that?
Well, no, the comment was made... first of all, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Good. Doing well. He was talking about how... he was talking about Israel.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my pet peeves is when people start talking about Israel. I mean, I support Israel. They're our ally. But I don't believe that Israel is a viable country. They, you know, they lost that land. Yes, the Lord gave them that land. He had to deliver them back to that land several times in Scripture because they couldn't keep it. They couldn't follow instructions. They didn't want to listen to him. They wanted to do their own thing. So it fell into the hands of several different countries or groups of people. After World War II, when the U.S. and our allies decided that we needed to form the nation of Israel and kick the Palestinians and Muslims out of that land, people wonder why there's so much terrorism over there and why terrorists hate America so much. And it's because we basically did that. And there's never going to be peace there. Whenever in the New Testament, when the Lord is talking about Israel, he's not talking about the geographical borders of Israel. Why do you think there were so many Jews in Germany, in Europe? Because they had no land. They had lost their land generations before. So, in my opinion, Israel shouldn't even be there.
I mean, I think that, you know, that's a...
It's probably the majority opinion of the world.
Certainly, in the region. Whether it is or not, what I will say is that I fully support... thank you for the call, Steve. I fully support the... I think people have to be able to speak openly about this. It's been very weird to see...
If you criticize Israel, you're anti-Semitic.
Well, but even people that don't, it's now getting to the point, like David Icke, when he was being censored off of YouTube and taken down, there was this whole narrative, and someone in a recent interview even asked me, oh, you know, you've interviewed David Icke before, what do you think about him being censored for his anti-Semitic views? And I was like, what are you talking about? I've consumed everything this dude has done for the last 20 years. Never once has he said anything anti-Semitic. He's done exactly talking about different nations. He's talked about the nation of Israel and things that have happened in a historical context. Never once has he said anything anti-Semitic or even closing in on that. And so I find it to be so crazy that these are the discussions that are being censored when it's so, so valuable to talk about them. There's a great book called The Siege of Mecca that goes into this whole history of Saudis and their relationship with the state of Israel and all of this. Very interesting, great historical book that most Americans don't even know that Mecca was under siege a period of time from inside Saudi Arabia. You can give us a call. We'd love to talk with you about that or anything else. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision. Stuff, this is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Friday night show, the Marianas edition, coming to you live from the island of Saipan. I'm Vin Armani.
It's Alex.
We've had some good calls. It's the Friday night lockdown show.
The best show of the week on Free Talk Live.
Well, if we do say so ourselves. If you want to get in on the action, you can call us to 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, the weather is beautiful here. Here in Saipan, it's always beautiful. I was telling somebody recently, they were like, well, what would you compare it to that I've been to? I was like, well, have you been to Florida? And they're like, yeah, because I gave them a few different places. And they're like, yeah, I've been to Florida. I was like, well, it's kind of like Florida, not as humid. Hank from Florida, he's listening on the radio. He says Florida is great right now. Hank, what's it like in Florida? It's evening there, but how's Florida been?
Hey, I'll tell you guys, I'm so blessed to live in Marin County, Florida. I mean, we have used common sense and do common practice, but we're a free country down here. I feel so sorry for those people up north locked down. I mean, the theme parks are getting ready to open back up. The beaches are open. Life is good around here. The water's open. I mean, there's plenty of sunshine and plenty of healthy people going around. And
Restaurants open? Are the restaurants open over there, Hank?
Oh yeah, the bars, restaurants, everything is getting ready to open.
You guys got a bar.
A lot of them have already opened. Oh yeah.
I want a bar so bad, man. I've been wanting to go to a bar.
Yeah, we
you just don't know what how nice
too.
It was last week when things started opening back up. And they are somewhat restaurant bars, but they're allowing them to open up and, you know, to go out and eat and be able to tip the waitress and the bartender and to be able to, you know, it's just so great. You know, the casinos in Tampa, the Indian casinos, they're opening back up today. The alligator farm down in Orlando is opening up. SeaWorld and Disney World getting open up. I mean, the U.S. government and NASA officials are telling you not to come watch the rocket go off this week. But the mayor of the county and the sheriff and everybody is saying, please come. You know, down there in Cocoa, that mostly in Port Canaveral, they survive off cruise ships. And there ain't no cruise ships right now, so a rocket launch would do wonders for their economy, and they know that. And
Hank, let me ask you something here. You know, my concern has been for a long time that states like Florida and things that we're hearing from Texas, that really what this potentially could be at a cultural level is that we could have, again, this cultural divide between the states that we haven't had at a significant level, certainly since the 60s, that could turn into something weird, like National Guard troops at borders. We already saw your governor down there putting up checkpoints against the people coming in from Louisiana, stopping the New Yorkers at the airport. I'm worried that may be a future that we're looking at. What do you think about that idea, that these other states aren't going to open up and these states are going to sort of have a little bit of a cold war between one another in terms of people traveling between them?
Well, I own my own small business, and I've been privileged to stay open. I'm considered essential. I do auto work. But I've been blessed to meet a lot of customers that come in here from other states. They come here, and they do the two-week lockdown. A lady from New York, she's been here for about a month and a half. She came in and she was my customer the other day, and she's just so glad to get out of that. She stayed at home for 2 weeks after she got here. But, hey, you know, like I say, her time's up, and now she's just as free as the rest of us. I do live just 30 miles south of Alachua County, and, you know, the Democrat socialist people that control that is the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. University of Florida's up there and everything. So the rules are a little different up there. They're still trying to enforce rules that nobody else is basically enforcing around here. But, you know, I just feel blessed that I'm where I'm at. And I feel for those that are living in these Democrat socialist states, you know, under fascism. And they're losing their rights of all kinds. And businesses are not allowed to be open and things like that. And, you know, there's always an injustice when it comes to the big box stores. They get to be open while a lot of the private businesses don't get to be open. And it's strange how you go to some box stores and they have real strict requirements, social distancing, clean this and clean that. And then you go into other stores and it's kind of like a free-for-all. Especially around here in Marin County, I guess just because we're blessed with very few cases, but I'm not saying that, you know, it can't happen, but I think people are aware, you know, we're using better hygiene and better social practice than ever before, but at the same time, we're moving forward with life, and I think that's what the rest of the world's got to do slowly.
Well, Hank, I appreciate your call. You stay safe down there in Florida. Thanks for letting us know. Alex, it's really interesting the way that this patchwork of, you know, this county's doing this, this county's doing this, like Hank has brought up, this is happening everywhere in every state, and then this state is doing this, this state is doing that. That is an indication and a signal to me that this is all based on personal preference and superstition. Because when you have that big of a difference, even in bordering counties, there's no data involved or
you
real
step
medical
over problems. One imaginary line, and it's all of a sudden full lockdown mode.
Exactly.
The other side, like no masks are required, bars are open. It's pretty...
Yeah, it reminds me of the whole, you know, four corners where you've got Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada, right? Where they're like, they're on each other. Is Nevada on the four corners? Four corners? I believe I'm not tripping right now. And you step over, you know, into each one and the laws change.
Yeah.
And that's really what we've got. It may be Utah. I think it's Utah. I think I'm blowing it here. I think that's Utah's the one in the Northwest. I could be wrong. But it's basically that. And it's the thing of stepping from one state to the other and, like, this ounce of marijuana that you've got is completely legal here. And then you step... And now all of a sudden you could be, like, put in prison for it for, like, 3 years, you know. This is what's happening on, like, a county-by-county level. And I think that should be maybe the biggest signal to people that nobody knows what the heck is going on. And they're just doing this all off the top of their head. And it just completely depends on how totalitarian the person in that particular position in a given county, state, or whatever is. It has nothing to do with science, nothing to do with data or medicine.
Yeah, and I think the media narrative also plays a big role.
Mm.
Because I saw there was an interview with the Florida governor, I think DeSantis, something like that.
Yeah, DeSantis.
And he was talking about, you know, the media has just been so horrible. They didn't cover Florida. Well, they're having a love fest with the two brothers, the Cuomo brothers, which,
right.
How is that journalism? Isn't there a conflict of interest to interview your own brother?
You think?
So while they're, you know, having their little love fest on there, patting each other on the back for how good they do, even though they're both horrible, right?
Yes, exactly.
The infected Cuomo was breaking his quarantine and out and about, and the other Cuomo, he's sending the infected people to nursing homes. Meanwhile, in Florida, in March, they said, you know, we must protect the nursing homes. They looked around the world. They said, okay, the majority of deaths are old people, like over 80. Let's focus all of our energy on protecting those people, and everyone else should be in pretty good shape if they practice like reasonable, you know, precautionary measures. So they told the hospitals, we don't care, you know, if it affects your capacity numbers. Keep the people in nursing homes there if you think they're infected, because we cannot send them back. We cannot send back these potential ticking time bombs,
right.
Infect the whole nursing homes. So Florida was one of the highest proportion of elderly in the country.
Yes.
Has one of the lowest per capita death rates.
Because they actually did. This is the key. They focused on the most vulnerable populations and spent all of their energy about how do we protect these vulnerable individuals, rather than spending all of their energy on how hard can we lock down healthy, otherwise healthy people, or people who will not really suffer from this disease, even if they get it. All the other states, like California, like New York, are focused on how hard can we lock our population down, whereas states like Florida are like, how do we protect the vulnerable population?
And the media is not holding them accountable.
No.
They like to focus on the beaches. Oh, look at the spring breakers in Miami Beach.
And?
They're going to kill thousands.
And they didn't.
Meanwhile, the nursing homes, how about the 24/7 subways in New York?
Thank you.
Why was there no coverage of how terrible an idea that was?
Thank you.
So it's atrocious to see what's going on here.
It's no principle. It's all personal preference. But the goal with liberty is you got to have principle over preference, or else you're not going to get liberty. There's got to be principle with no excuses. Go ahead and give us a call. Talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.